Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, both sides in the Aer Lingus pilots dispute are meeting for face-to-face talks this morning in a bid to resolve their ongoing pay row. Overnight, the Irish Independent reported that as part of that dispute, Aer Lingus has suspended pilot privileges, including cheap tickets, use of car parks and flexibility on sick leave. Sinn Féin has called on the government to intervene directly in the dispute, and their Dublin Fingal TD and spokesperson on workers' rights, enterprise, trade and employment, Louise O'Reilly, joins me now. Louise, good morning to you.
Good morning, Colin.
The pilots meeting directly with Aer Lingus management this morning. You had called for government intervention, indeed the Taoiseach, to intervene. Are you still calling for that at this stage?
But I think at this stage we need to let the talks take place. I think what we need to see from government is that they are interested and that they are invested in the resolution of this dispute. Certainly my own office has been inundated with calls from people who are very anxious, people who've booked holidays, people who are going abroad for weddings, going abroad for work, and also people who are running businesses here on this island who are very nervous now. They've seen a bit of a slowdown. They're braced for cancellations and they want to see the government being proactive in this regard.
And if the talks do break down between both sides, although most people would hope that they would reach some kind of a resolution, what kind of a contingency plan do you want the government to have on standby?
But I think what we need to see are meaningful discussions that will avert this industrial action, which is due to happen on Saturday. We well remember, and it's not that long ago, it's less than 2 years ago, when there was utter chaos at Dublin Airport, and the reputational damage that was done by that is still having an impact to this day. So connectivity for a small island like ours is absolutely essential, and we need to see the government prioritising that and making sure that the parties keep talking. That's the only way this dispute would be, or any dispute, Colin, let's be frank, is going to be resolved, is by the parties having those discussions.
And specifically, is it that you, should these talks break down, you'd like the Minister for Enterprise to refer this straight to the WRC? Or if they do break down and the sides are that far apart, is there any point?
But I think at that stage then, let's hope that the talks are fruitful, and let's hope that there is sufficient reason for the parties to keep talking, to keep engaging and to avert the escalation of industrial action due to take place on Saturday. In the event that that does not happen, at that stage it will be clear how far apart or otherwise the parties are. But I think what people want to see is the government prepared to roll up their sleeves and be helpful in any way that that they can. And also, it's very clear from the fact that people are contacting my office, they do believe there is a role for politicians in this, and there is clearly a role for the government.
All right, but it is a private company. The only formal role is that of the Minister for Enterprise to refer this to the WRC. So when constituents contact you about this, do you enlighten them as to the limits of the power of politicians in this?
There are limits, but clearly, we need to protect connectivity, we need to protect the reputation, and we need to ensure that not just the people who are going on holidays, and let's be honest, people are absolutely frantic at this stage, Colin. You work hard, you save up, you get your 2 weeks off, and you want to be able to go away. Likewise, people are jobs and businesses are dependent on inward travel. So I think what people want to see is that proactivity from the government, that they will be interested and that they will be prepared to roll up their sleeves if the talk do break down. But I am hopeful that there will be a resolution. When I speak to my constituents, I tell them that I will do all I can. I will pull every lever, and that's what they want to see the government doing as well.
Yeah, well, what levers, if you were in that position, what levers would you pull? What specific action would you take in between these two parties that are in dispute?
Well, previously we would have had a very structured intervention from government through the National Oversight Body, and that's no longer in existence. And I do think there is a role for perhaps the LEAF, the Labour Employer Economic Forum. I know that there was a meeting earlier this week, but I also know that while he referred to the dispute in his remarks, the Taoiseach didn't engage, and that's another forum where there could be engagement. I think the important thing is that every single opportunity to bring the parties together to talk, because talking is the only way that this dispute would be resolved, should be utilised. And that said, Colm, I would be very hopeful that there will be a resolution arising out of the talks today, and that they will continue and there will be sufficient on the table for the deferral or or the suspension of the industrial action on Saturday.
Right. Where do you see the grounds for movement on this? Because the pilots don't want any preconditions on talks, or that was their stated position, at least before the two sides entered talks today. There's a 24% pay demand that they've made, which is around twice what the company has already settled with other workers. So they are very far apart. What's your assessment of the chances of success?
Well, the pilots themselves will tell you that the pay increase that they're looking for is in line with industry norms, and it may very well be that's for them to make their case to the company. Certainly, we're not going to settle it here between me and you. If only it was that easy, Colin, we'd probably have it done now and we'd be home and all. But I do think what you say at the press conference and what you say at the negotiating table are not necessarily always the same thing. So we just need to give them space now to have that discussion. And, you know, if there's compromise for both parties, that would be the ultimate resolution.
All right. And the pilots union has said they will not suspend the work to rule, nor indeed the industrial action that's planned for Saturday while these talks are ongoing. Do you think perhaps they should, in order to give the talks a chance?
Well, that's up to them and their members now. That you couldn't be dictating that from a radio studio. That's up to them. What I would hope is that there is sufficient movement and sufficient progress made that it would warrant the de-escalation rather than the escalation of the dispute. And that has to be, now is the time for cool heads and discussions. And hopefully there will be enough on the table to facilitate the deferral or the suspension of the industrial action, or indeed ultimately the resolution of the dispute.
All right, we are going to look at this issue with Professor Law at Maynooth University, Michael Doherty, in just a second. But before I let you go, Louise O'Reilly, you'll be aware of the hoax bomb threat at the home of an Taoiseach, Simon Harris. It's obviously it caused a deal of disturbance. There was a code word used to a phone line, which lent it a certain amount of credibility. It's not the first time politicians' homes have been targeted. What's your reaction to this latest incident, and what do you think should be done to protect public representatives?
Well, my understanding is that the Taoiseach wasn't at home, but his family were. It must have been very frightening for them. And obviously, we send our support to the Taoiseach and his family this morning. My understanding also is that the Gardaí responded very quickly, and that is appropriate. I think as politicians, we need to be able to say and speak with one very, very clear voice that this will not be tolerated. We cannot be intimidated. We have work to do, and we should be free to do that work without fear of intimidation. I think when a person's home is involved, that's an extra element there, which is deeply distressing and very disturbing. And I do this morning want to send my support to the Taoiseach's family, because I know it must have been very traumatic for them.
Okay, Louise O'Reilly, Sinn Féin spokesperson on workers' rights and enterprise and Dublin Fingal TD, thanks for joining us. Now, as I said, we're also joined by Professor at Law at Maynooth University, specialising in employment law and industrial relations, Michael Doherty. Michael, good morning to you.
Morning, Colin.
The two sides are in talks. It's obviously a good sign to at least be talking. But in terms of where both sides are in their starting positions, what chances would you give it?
Yeah, well, I suppose we have to be optimistic in that it is a step forward. We haven't really heard anything about, what prompted this kind of re-engagement, in terms of movement on either side. There has been, I think Louise used the word escalation, and certainly have been an escalation over the past days. And that's kind of taken two forms, really. One is the rhetoric, and it's been quite a toxic environment, really, in terms of, as we said, the press conferences as opposed to the negotiating table. But the second, I suppose, is the various actions taken by the company. And you referenced a couple of them there in your intro, about flight privileges and car parks and things like that. All of these things, the use of a car park, for example, might sound kind of trivial, but in the context of a fairly charged industrial dispute, it's not insignificant. So I suppose one thing that we could hope for from these direct talks is some sort of agreement to tone back both the rhetoric and some of the kind of escalatory actions that have been taken.
All right. In terms of the pilots' demands that, the 24% pay increase would cover 5 years of inflation increases, is that a normal pay demand? And how do those kind of pay demands normally get on in terms of achieving the full figure?
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm going to have to echo Louise there and say, it's I'm at a position where I can't really kind of assess, you know, it's for the pilots to make their claim. You know, they're saying it's a cumulative pay rise. They haven't had one for 5 or 6 years, factor in inflation, etc. I suppose the difficulty for Aer Lingus is that it is part of a bigger group, the IAG group, and there are pay negotiations, I understand, going on, for example, in Iberia, which is, you know, a much bigger airline as part of that group. So from the IAG Aer Lingus point of view, they're going to have to be very conscious of any knock-ons from a deal done in Dublin, you know, in Madrid and in London with BA and in other areas. So, I mean, we would always expect a resolution to land somewhere between the extremes set out by the two parties. But where that will be is a little bit unclear at the minute, and what will be given from the union side in terms of productivity, etc., be a little bit unclear as well. Because there are constraints on both sides. You know, Aer Lingus have to keep an eye on the wider IAG group situation, and IALPA, as they've said, you know, they have a mandate from their members about pay, whether that extends to negotiating, you know, other issues about productivity, leave arrangements, stuff like that, is not totally clear at the moment. Right.
Okay, thanks, Michael Doherty from Maynooth University, and earlier, as you heard from Sinn Féin's Louise O'Reilly. Now, coming up, we're going to head to the EU summit as Simon Harris supports the nomination of Ursula von der Leyen for Commission President and lobbies for a key job for Michael McGrath.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.